While we were preparing the groundwork for possible court action, the Ku Klux Klan that had been somewhat undercover in Union County came out in the open. We didn't pay this much attention. The press started running articles about the Klan activity. That in the beginning, they mentioned that 100, 150, sometimes 200 people would gather in open fields and they would have these rallies. Then the number kept going up. The number went up 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. The last estimate by the Monroe Inquirer estimated that 7,500 Klansmen had gathered in a field, and they were discussing these integrationists. They had hoped, just by virtue of sheer numbers, that this would frighten us out of the town. So they decided to take direct action. After these rallies, they would come through the community and motorcades, and they would honk their horns and fire pistols from car windows. On one occasion, they caught a colored woman on the street, on an isolated corner, and they made her dance at pistol point on the street in this colored community. And so a group of young men who were primarily veterans decided, since the city officials wouldn't stop the Klan, that we would stop the Klan ourselves. So we started a campaign of arming ourselves.
Well, one thing, in our hometown, the Klan recruiter was recruiting right out of the police station. The FBI, as well, was working right with the officials. When we would make a report, we'd go all the way to Charlotte, North Carolina. That's where the FBI office was. He would go and say, this is what the police has done, illegal things that the police is doing with black people. And they come to the sheriff's department, but never get back to him. They tell the sheriff what Rob had said was going on. Klan activities going on. Rob would call and say, well, I'm sure you saw in the paper where they're getting ready to have a Klan rally at such and such a place. And the police are usually there to support the Klan. And the FBI said, well, oh, yeah, well, okay, thank you. But they would come and tell the police that Rob had reported what was going on. And we found that out also after we got our Freedom of Information files, that the Klan was coming and talking with the chief of police, who was in cahoots with the Klan, was allowing the Klan leader to recruit in his police station.
Did the U.S. Justice Department go to the same chief of police that I had asked them to indict, the same chief of police that I had filed an affidavit against, the same chief of police that they knew had been my enemy and the enemy of Negroes and the friend of the Ku Klux Klan since 1956? Did they go to a Klan-sponsored chief of police to ask him for data on a civil rights fighter of the United States? Well, they most certainly did. And this should be enough to awaken many people to the fact that the Justice Department of the United States is fast becoming an arm of the Ku Klux Klan, of the John Birch Society, of the Minutemen, and all the racist groups of the United States.